It's that time of year where in all the Jewish institutions, everybody is thinking about next year. Everyone is thinking, all the teachers, all the administrators, all the employees in all the Jewish institutions are thinking about what to do this summer, what to do in the fall, where will I be working? Will I be continuing where I'm working now, or I'll be working somewhere else? And the same thing for the employer towards his employees. It's very important to know that in halakha, when it comes to changing professions, when it comes to changing places of vocation of employment, there are rules for resignation, recruitment, retainment that have to be followed properly. Hoel chozer afilu be'emtza ha'yom, the Gemara says that a worker is allowed to leave his place of employment even in the middle of the day. Once his day already begins, he's allowed to quit his job at any time, save for any kinyan or contractual agreement. However, even though an employee could leave at any time, an employer can only terminate an employee with cause. And siba, the Gemara says, he's mafsid, he causes a loss. For some reason we don't want him to be working here. We warn him, and then we say goodbye. And depending on the circumstances, we might have to pay him some sort of severance or the like. Now, what happens if it's someone who works in a Jewish institution, a communal institution, somewhere where we're expected to be working towards the community? Every dollar counts. Every dollar is kodesh. And the responsibility is very great. Halakha says in those cases, more or less, you can terminate an employee even without cause, or even without warning. You need a cause, but you can even terminate somebody without warning. So somebody came and he was complaining about how he was terminated in the middle of the summer for no good reason. You know, they claimed he was underperforming. He said, I was doing my job. This summer there isn't that much to do. So it was quite a fascinating experience because he claimed that there was an agreement. He's supposed to be working for 12 months. The only problem was there was no contract. Lesson learned. Always have a contract with your employer. Doesn't matter how special they are. You need to have a contract because this guy got messed over big time. No contract means that in halakha, poel chozer afilu b'emtza hayom, and for you, they have a claim. They have a claim. They can terminate you today without any warning, as long as they have a reason for it. So the only thing is that have you ever heard the term, our minhag is that we don't follow the halakha? Ever heard that term before? That phrase before? This is where it actually comes up. The Gemara says, minhag mevatel halakha, mevatel halakha. And in sechirut po'alim, when it comes to hiring workers, we actually, before we have any shetar, any kinyan, any tenai, any stipulation, we follow the minhag. The minhag for hiring workers in New York State is to follow the law of New York State. In New York State, a worker by default is called at will. Meaning, I come to work today, I don't have to come to work tomorrow, I can quit and I don't have to tell you until I decide to quit. And the same thing for an employer. The employer could fire somebody at a moment's notice. There's zero protection unless you have a contract. And it says so that you're not at will in the contract. Otherwise, by default, you're at will. So even though the halakha says that an employer can terminate somebody with reason, the minhag is without reason. You can terminate somebody just because, at any given time. You don't care if you did the work or you didn't do the work. Goodbye, sayonara, there's nothing to do here. The only thing is you might have to explain yourself if you go work for the competition. If he goes to work for the competition. Let's say you find out your employee decided to get a job working at the competition and you fire him today. Came to the Beit Din and says, they retaliated against me. That's the one exception to the rule of at-will employment in New York State. If you prove that the guy was retaliating, the employer was retaliating against you, then you might have a claim. The only thing is, working for the competition, there is no retaliation. There's no protection for that either. So bottom line, we'll get to. But I think that a takeaway for everybody is that whenever you engage in an employment relationship with somebody, you should always have it in a contract. Always have a lawyer look everything over. And don't just sign anything for not, you know, without paying attention, because otherwise it'll become a topic of a Dvar Torah in the morning. Amen.